The Last Letter by Fritz Leiber. On 10th month 1, 2457 AD, at exactly 9 a.m. Planetary Federation time, but with a permissible error of a millionth of a second either way, in the fifth sublevel of New York Robot Postal Station 68, Black Sorter gulped down 10,000 pieces of first-class mail. This breakfast tidbit did not agree with the mail-sorting machine. It was as if a robust dog had been fed a large chunk of good red meat with a strychnine pill in it. Black Sorter's innards went clunk. A blue electric glow enveloped him, and he began to shake as if he might break loose from the concrete. He desperately spat back over his shoulder a single envelope with a great hoof, and blew out toward the sorting tubes a medium-sized snowstorm consisting of the other 9,999 pieces of first-class mail chewed to confetti. Then he convulsed. He snapped up a fresh 10,000 and proceeded to chomp and grind on them. Black Sorter was rugged. The rejected envelope was tongued up by Red Subsorter, who growled deep in his throat, said a very bad word, and passed it to Yellow Rerouter, who passed it to Green Rerouter, who passed it to Brown Study, who passed it to Pink Wastebasket. Unlike Black Sorter, Pink Wastebasket was very delicate, though highly intuitive, the machine equivalent of a White Russian countess. She was designed to scan in 3,137 codes, route special delivery space mail to interplanetary liners by messenger rocket, and distinguish nines from upside-down sixes. Pink Wastebasket haughtily inhaled the offending envelope and almost instantly turned a bright crimson and began to tremble. After a few minutes, small atomic flames started to flicker from her midsection. White Nursemaid 7 and Greasy Joe both received Pink Wastebasket's distress signal and got there as fast as their wheels could roll them. But the highborn machine's melody was beyond their simple skills of oil can and electroshock. They summoned other machine-tending and repairing machines, ones far more expert than themselves, but all were baffled. It was clear that Pink Wastebasket, who continued to tremble and flicker uncontrollably, was suffering from the equivalent of a